TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
That is so fucked up! Like, not only...
What's so fucked up, Noah?
Well, in Japan... There's a practical joke where... So, this guy goes to the porta potty, squats down and does a thing. The floor of the porta potty lifts up, comes out the top of the porta potty, and this is a public area. And he's just sitting there squatting and, like... out the top of the thing, and everyone can see him. And his butt's all spread open, and it's like, really? Really, you gotta do that to some guy? Just wanna take a shit? Alright, so not only do they're in the bathroom, but they don't have toilets like that, that little hole in the ground they squat over. So
yeah,
I'm sure there's some butt cheek spreadage there. It's not like, you know, you can really hide anything.
Yeah, it's not like you're sitting on a seat and you can just toss your coattails over your junk.
No, not at all. Now yeah. I know why Andy's afraid to shit in public.
Because some motherfucking Japanese guy is going to be just rocketing me up through the top of the bathroom.
That's how it always goes.
I'm going to get sunshine on my butthole. I want
a sunburn. You think you're
butthole.
Taking a safe shit, and all of a sudden some Japanese guy has got to do his crazy Japanese shit.
I know.
You said shit.
That was an intentional double pun.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
So there's that.
There is that. There's also this.
What's this?
I don't know. But there's this and there's that.
You're an idiot.
Because something could be like one or like the other, in which case it's either like this or like that and like this and
like this and like that and like that.
And we got no love for those.
I love them hoes. I'm out the dough.
Welcome to TanCast.
Rapcast. Noah and I go for Dre just after Tim and I are doing Whoever the Fuck Sang Suddenly.
Billy Ocean, sir.
Okay.
Who also sings, Hey You, Get Into My Car.
Does he ever.
Hey, bitch, get in my car.
He also sings for about $5 if you can find him because he's not doing anything.
That he does. That he does. Is he still alive?
So, Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. Anyways, so...
Welcome to TanCast.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something else beside that.
Welcome to TanCast, motherfuckers.
I thought you were like, so,
I just wanted to get us, I just want to get us started. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and for a little while I thought I might be the Carl Pilkington of TanCast.
Who's Carl Pilkington?
I was hoping you would know, Tim. I was like, let me listen in on this. Maybe Tim's got some insight.
Well, before we find out, who's Noah?
Yeah.
Noah's the other guy that does this show. Did I get it right? Did I get it right?
Nailed it. Billy Ocean is still alive, in case anybody was wondering.
Yes. I just looked it up, too. So, Carl Pilkington is one of the three hosts, apparently, of the Ricky Gervais show. And on Ricky Gervais's podcast, which is now also a little animated thing on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't listened to the podcast, but I did watch the animated show with my wife this morning, and it starts off with Ricky Gervais and whoever the other guy is just, like, slapping this guy around. Like, they're just talking about random-ass shit. I'm like, huh. And it's like TanCast with British accents. Just beating this guy down. My wife goes, and he's the Andy.
There are a couple podcasts I listen to where... someone reminds me of you, Andy.
Yeah, but this guy, I don't know if it's a bit...
Not because he can be down, but just talkative and throwing out random references. And...
Yeah. He's that, and he's getting mocked for it. But then, like, some of the random references are he's talking about the first monkey to go up into space and how they, like, did condition training so that it would, like, dispense a banana, and that's how, like, they would say into the thing, the microphone that had a headset with the monkey, press the green button, and the monkey would press the green button and get a banana. And that pressing of the green button is what launched that rocket. And Ricky Gervais mocked him mercilessly for that. I'm like, okay, that's stupid.
The mocking?
I say some stupid shit, but that's like stupid.
That's fucking important facts. Gotta get those down on wax.
Yeah. Gotta make those facts up and then spread them around. Why? Because he's a Republican.
I was listening to Kevin Smith's, I don't know, 75-part saga about his Southwest experience. And I was like, fuck. Kevin is so long-winded, it makes Andy seem like Noah. Like, he goes off on this random tangent about, like, he goes, I was listening to my Walkman. Walkman, what am I talking about? Yeah, because I was in the flex capacitor. Oh, wait, flex capacitor is a dated reference. I'm like, get to the fucking point, dude. You're on video 4 and you haven't mentioned Southwest yet.
We were watching Real Time with Bill Maher because Seth MacFarlane's on there, and I have a deep and abiding man crush on him.
Oh, we know.
Well, first of all, I guess Real Time had been off for like 3 months or something. Uh-huh. So Bill Maher was not on his A game. He kept dropping things that were like they were pancakes. Just flat. But as soon as he got the guests on there, you know, it seemed like he got back on step and everything.
That's his A game. I'm just kidding.
They started.
he does a lot of flat jokes.
All right.
Apparently, you're not a big fan of Real Time.
That may explain it. I think it's every time I'm on there, I'm like, he's just not doing well this time. And then it's a while before I see Real Time again. But, like, as soon as Seth MacFarlane's on there and, you know, they're riffing on each other and whatever, one of the things that came up was Kevin Smith. And they just start going off, like, just because the armrests are down doesn't mean that you fit in the seat. There's still all that arm fat to be dealt with. And Bill Maher said made some crack about, like, it's secondhand flesh or something like that.
Wow.
It's like, oh, my. Because he was kind of likening it to smoking. It's like, yeah, you know what? If people are going to do unhealthy things to their bodies, we should tax them. I'm like, all right. You can tax my Big Mac. I'm fine with that. There's a logic to it.
That's been discussed for a while, like the fat tax. Or not a while, but I've been hearing about it for last year.
Like a soda tax and a fast food tax. I'm totally down with it. And see, like, Penn and Teller did this whole thing on bullshit about taxes that are, like, meant to change your behavior and how they're bullshit, you know, like the smoking tax and the alcohol tax or whatever. Like, all these sin taxes are just trying to tell adults what they can't do and that's bullshit to use the tax code that way. I'm like, no, it's because those things are bad for you, but not all the costs are internalized. You know, the net aggregate of a lot of people drinking is reduced productivity and, you know, problems with, like, increased violence and drunk driving and all the rest of that stuff. And if each of those costs
can't be... Not to mention ugly babies.
Don't forget the ugly babies.
Drinking is one of the number one causes of ugly babies.
Yes.
Other than having sex with the octomom.
Beer has been getting fat people laid for generations. Speaking of which, I'd like to throw a quick shout-out. Thank you, beer. Anyways, back to my point.
Wait, one second. What did Noah just do? I don't even heard that noise. Noah just went...
Oh, I thought he took a shit and that was a celebration.
Yeah, I took a shit right in my pants.
Well, at least some Japanese guy didn't shoot you through the floor, through the ceiling.
Ooh, that would be not good.
Were you going to say that, Andy?
Huh?
Were you going to say that, Andy?
No.
Oh, okay, it sounded like you were like, Tim took my joke.
No, I was making Noah's noise again.
Oh, all right. Well, carry on. Okay, so taxes, bullshit.
So, yeah, you know, if all those costs can't be internalized, and it's the same thing with, like, you know, soda and junk food and whatever, all the things that I love, all the things I put in my head on a regular basis, you know, like my own healthcare costs and, you know, whatever, my inability to save other people because I can't run into the burning buildings to pull them out, all of those are costs that I am imposing on society, so I am absolutely down with getting taxed some more on that shit.
Well, I don't know about that last one, your inability to run into a building, because no one's going to be able to tax my apathy. Look, sometimes you got to die.
I was just saying, like there are certain things I cannot contribute to. Like, if Al-Qaeda's across the street, he's probably getting away. I'll be like, hey, and I'll get tired from talking.
Whew, I'm winded.
Oh, I shouted. Oh, hang on. Okay, that's Osama bin... Fuck it, you know.
Laden.
Thanks, Noah.
No problem.
Hang on, I need a Snickers to revitalize me, because those commercials are true. Oh,
you should get the caffeine Snickers.
Oh, there. Fuck me, that exists?
Yeah.
Dude.
That exists, yeah.
Yeah.
That exists, yeah.
I'm sorry, the fat gets in the way of my tongue sometimes, and I just
speak. Yeah, so good, yeah.
I'm also German.
Jesus H. Christ.
Kill all the Jews. Whoa.
Whoa.
I was really German there for a second.
What?
More old school German.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No, it would be like, be very precise with making this car and that software.
Yeah.
If we cannot engineer a master race, we will at least engineer very safe vehicles.
Yeah.
That Jews will buy.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's what Germans are doing now. It's like penance.
Yeah.
They're just making incredibly safe, conservative vehicles for Jewish people to buy. It's like, here, we're sorry we slaughtered your grandparents. Mercedes has got 15 airbags.
See?
Oh, speaking of cars, Tim's rocking a new car. Wait, let's do Tan Laughs first.
No, let's talk about your new car.
Yeah, let's talk about your new car.
Nope, Tan Laughs.
Don't break that train.
Breaking it. Nope. It's broken.
I don't have any jokes. Let's move on.
Nope, Tan Laughs.
No jokes for me. Guess you're the only one telling jokes, Tim.
I guess so. All right. So here's the first one. Sent in by Ellie.
No, we're not going to talk about your car.
We'll eventually talk about my car.
No, we won't. No, and I won't let you. No, let's talk about your penis.
Somewhere.
All right. So the first joke sent in by Ellie. And it goes, what is the most difficult part about eating a vegetable?
Oh, I can't imagine where this joke's going.
The wheelchair.
Yep.
So bad. So bad.
So bad it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm only the one telling jokes, I guess I have responsibility to tell some more.
I'll tell a joke.
Yeah, you better tell a joke. Asshat.
Ooh, he's sassing you. You gonna take that from him, Andy?
Yeah. I'm Tim's bitch. What can I say? So these Tan Laughs come from Todd. So he happened to come across some southern jokes in here, so he sent them to me. Let's offend everyone, he says. So here we go. What's the Cuban national anthem?
I don't know.
Row, row, row your boat gently. Where does an Irish family go on vacation?
Your mama's house.
A different bar.
I think we've done that one before.
Maybe. What did the Chinese couple name their blonde, curly-headed baby?
Something Wong.
Yes.
We have done these before.
We've done these before. Todd, why'd you send me old jokes? Probably because he knew I'd do them. Ha-ha! What do you call an Italian with one arm shorter than the other? Someone with a speech impediment.
Ah, okay.
Puerto Rican... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I knew the answer was speech impediment, but I didn't know how to get there from the way that question was phrased.
Ah, yes. Why aren't there any Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because they're not going to work in the future either.
Oh.
There you go. See, it was worth digging through all that for the new piece of shiny diamond that you found.
Why do driver's ed classes in redneck schools only use the car on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays?
Because the sex ed class uses it the other days.
Very good. What's the difference between a southern zoo and a northern zoo?
I don't know.
I know this one, but I don't remember the phrasing.
The northern zoo shows a description of the animal. The southern zoo has a description and a recipe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
How do you get a sweet little 80-year-old lady to say fuck?
Put her in bed with Noah.
Get another sweet little 80-year-old lady to yell bingo.
Or that.
Oh. Ding-a-dong.
Why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team?
I don't know.
Because all the Mexicans who can run, jump, and swim are in the U.S.
The ones who can really do it are in Canada.
Because they just kept on going.
Yep.
Free healthcare, man. All right, I'm done. Thank you.
Golf clap. All right, I got one. A new CEO takes over a struggling company and decides to get rid of all the slackers. On a tour of the facilities, the CEO notices a guy leaning on the wall. He can't believe the guy would just stand around on the job. The new CEO walks up to the guy leaning against the wall and asks, what are you doing here? I'm just waiting to get paid, responds the man. Furious, the CEO asks, how much money do you make a week? A little surprised, the young fellow replies, I make about $300 a week. Why? The CEO quickly gets out his checkbook, hands the guy a check made out to cash for $1,200 and says, here's 4 weeks' pay, now get out and don't come back. The man puts the check in his pocket and promptly walks out. Feeling pretty good about himself, the CEO looks around in the room and asks, does anyone want to tell me what just happened here? From across the room, a voice goes, yeah, you just tipped the pizza delivery guy $1,200.
Uh, Ah, that's a good story.
And there it is.
Whoop.
Whoop, there it is. Boom, shakalaka, laka, laka, laka.
So I got a new car?
No, you didn't.
All
it's
right.
a lie.
You're right, it is
it's
kind of a lie.
It's a lie!
I got
the car is a lie.
Yes.
Because it's a used car, so it's not really a new car, but it's new to me.
He got himself a Yaris.
I did. Toyota Yaris. I walked proudly into a Toyota dealer in the middle of all this news. Like, yep, I want one of those. Come here.
Sounds good to me.
Because I got to get up to Washington, and I don't need to hit the brakes. Let's just go.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
That's why they say Toyota moving forward. Moving forward quickly, but not stopping when you get there.
That's what I think Colbert made that joke. He's like, their logo is moving forward. Doesn't say anything about stopping.
And how do you like your Yaris, Tim?
You know what? After spending 14-plus hours with it in a row, it's fine. It's good. Great gas mileage.
Good.
Got almost 38 miles to the gallon on the last stretch of the trip. I was like, yes, suck on it, my shitty Pontiac Sunfire.
That's hasn't, impressive.
Hasn't broken 30 in like 5 years. I parked when I was, because I'll talk about this in a minute, but like I'm going to donate the Sunfire, but I haven't decided where to yet, and I was like the time between getting the car and leaving for Washington was like less than 24 hours.
Here's a hint. Donate it to someone you don't like.
Right.
I told him, like, the people would get there and be like, fuck it, not even we want that car. Not even battered women want that car. They'll go back and get beat up by the husbands.
That's what I said.
We're
going to
do
like,
the same thing with that car that we did with the last one. We're just going to push it out on the road, let the cops come for it.
Go ahead.
I was thinking I was going to donate it to the birthers just because I think it would hurt their cause more than help it.
try getting to rallies then, bitch.
You think a Toyota won't stop? This one just doesn't have brakes. Transmission could explode at any second. Air conditioning doesn't work. Radio faceplate keeps popping off. There's no antenna anyway. What's that up there? That's a stain. Dent in the hood? You got it. How about...
Nothing but the best for Tim.
Oh, so I parked the new car, my new car next to my old car, just to shame the old car. Like, look, you've been replaced. I really did.
It's like finding the old girlfriend and being like, "Hey, check out the new hotness." Stink.
That is kind of fucked up. Yeah, look at her titties.
Yeah, look at them. Look at them. Flat-chested bitch. Fuck you.
I actually parked it next to each other just to see how much shorter the Yaris was. I'm like, yes, that's gonna be way easier to parallel park in tighter spaces. Everything about it I like.
Yeah. It's like the advantage of having a smaller dick. You're like, wow, I probably can talk her into anal now.
I wouldn't know. So...
just let me have this.
All right. You can have it.
Let me have it. It's okay, baby. You all right, baby?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. All right. All right.
It's a nice car. Got the good gas mileage. Got air conditioning again. That's always not that I particularly need it at the moment, but... did not think before driving up to Washington that there's often snow up here.
Didn't grab any chains on the way out of town?
No. I'm lucky, though, because the weather's really good, and hopefully it's going to stay that way through Sunday, which is when I'm leaving. So let's look at weather.com and see what's happening in Washington. Let's freeze. Firefox, let's just sit there and let's stare at me. Yeah, don't load or even respond to my clicks. Just
what's
give
the
me
the
hourglass and stare at me.
My Firefox is working right now.
There we go. What did you say about Firefox?
I was asking you what the name of the town is, because my Firefox is behaving right now.
Selah, Washington. It's just a little north of Yakima.
Oh, Yakima! I love you.
People who know Washington at least know Yakima. It's about 3 hours northeast of Portland, Oregon. All right. I'm sensing a distinct lack of recognition from my two co-hosts. They're like, listen, you
no,
could
just
be saying, gerber derber derber der, ber derber derber do, or derber derber do.
Well, Firefox says that Yakima, Washington will be chilly, but no chance of precipitation until Wednesday.
Sweet.
Wow, chilly like here chilly. Good lord. Lows in the 20s, highs in the 40s. Tim, when you step outside, that weird sensation in the back of your throat is your testicle sitting it.
Ew.
I still don't think it's as cold as Minnesota, so I think I'm all right.
Probably not. Oh, Van.
What are you doing, Van? You're killing me. Gotta get out of there.
Gotta get the fuck out. Man, people who live in, like, northern states, I've heard so many of them say something like, no, it's okay, because the cold keeps the riffraff out. Really? Is that what the cold does?
The cold just makes the riffraff angry so that when they strike hard.
Yeah. I'm so cold! Sorry, I was doing my impression of riffraff.
That's a good impression.
I'm done.
Spot on.
Spot
on.
Don't need to make a big deal about this.
Man, that was so great. Best impression I ever heard.
I know.
Let's keep talking about it for a while.
I'm telling you, I know.
So, how was everyone's week?
Busy.
Andy was busy.
Andy was busy.
Busy with all that cock, yeah.
Busy, yeah. There was just a lot of shit to do at work this week and not enough resources to handle it all. So we're working on correcting that. But it means next week's going to be busy, too.
Hooray!
Are you salary or hourly?
I am salary.
And you're exempt?
Yeah.
That's no good, then.
That means they can work you overtime without paying extra?
You're having a job is nice. But yeah, it means you work overtime, but you don't get paid extra for it. Sometimes they give you, like, extra vacation, though, which can be nice.
Yeah, they're not really working us overtime. It's just, like, when I'm there, I am working my ass off.
Oh, so it's called having a job. What a dumbass.
Oh, I can't surf Facebook all day and update my blog. My job is so hard.
Says the one person who doesn't have a job.
And even when I did, that's exactly what I did all day.
Yeah. I wasn't going to call you on it.
Call him on it, man. Well, that's making fun of you.
That's what makes it funny. Or not.
Just have a sense of ennui. What you like.
Do what you like?
Do as you wish to me. Oh, hey, did either of you guys watch Firefly?
Fuck no!
Yeah, I never actually watched the show. I watched the movie. The movie was Serenity, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I never watched Firefly.
Okay. No, do you remember on the show there was a redhead chick named Saffron?
Fuck the shit out of her!
Yeah?
Yeah, she's hot.
Okay.
Yeah, she's also on Mad Men now.
Yeah. You're on Dig all the time, so I'm sure you saw this link that I just sent over.
I don't know. I don't click on everything. I just kind of skim through, and usually if it says pick in the title, I'll definitely click on that, because it doesn't require a lot of reading.
Yeah.
Oh, Noah.
What?
Can't be reading.
Well, oftentimes, like, you know, I'm lazy. I'll admit it. I like bulleted items, like boom, 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 boom. When there's paragraphs of shit, I'm like, how am I supposed to pull all the information I want? I don't want to read all this.
That was one of the better jokes that Bill Maher did last night. Something about how the teabaggers are effectively a cult. They're a cult, and I'll prove it. And he starts talking about how they've got like their own language, like cultists have. He said, like, liberal means reader, socialist means black guy. Yes, no. Do a pity laugh for Bill Maher. Well, for my poor impression of Bill Maher. Okay, sorry, Bill Maher.
Let's see what Dirty Link says. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You just finally clicked on it?
My computer is being slow. Yeah, she's hot. She was hot then. She's hot now.
Yep.
She's got big old titties.
Yep. And red hair. I'm going to have to start watching that Mad Men show.
I don't know if I'll go that far.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just go back and watch Firefly.
I've heard good things.
What's her name was hot in Firefly, too? Not the prostitute. Well, I mean, kind of prostitute, but they had a different name for her.
The companion?
Yes.
Inara.
Who's now on V.
Yes.
Yeah, she was hot. You know, I found her hotter on Firefly, though.
Yep, it's the longer hair.
I think she was a little curvier, too, back then.
Could be.
Is V still on?
Yes, it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Mm. But,
Tim, don't sound too excited, buddy.
When we set up Artiva, we fucked up the settings. So it only grabbed us 5 episodes. So we're hoping they start rerunning it before the show gets back on.
Do you really need more? After those 5 episodes, you weren't like, fuck this.
No, we haven't watched any of them because we don't have the first 5 episodes. We have the last 5 episodes that aired. So like we don't have the pilot and whatever the first couple other ones were. So we're like, we'll wait and see if it comes back around.
All right, well, here's how it started. It was semi-interesting, and then it got mediocre, and then it's too complicated, and then fuck it.
Oh, so just like the original V. Okay.
Really?
Sort of.
I never watched the original V.
I was like 8, 6, something like that when it came out, so I only remember bits of it.
Sweet. I don't remember at all.
No, still stuck on the titties?
No, no, no. Man, I would like to see her nude, though. Huh? I'm just putting out there.
Well, nice. If it exists, Google can probably bring it to you.
She's, I, you know, she's hot. I like the big-breasted woman. That's no secret.
We know.
I like some redheads.
The world knows. He likes big breasts and he cannot lie. He likes them popping in his eye. He grabs
whoa,
those
whoa,
boobs
whoa,
and...
Whoa. I don't like them popping in my what? Eye.
Whoa. This is not my Batman glass.
What?
Family Guy. There was some major revelation done at the dinner table and all of a sudden Peter goes, whoa. This is not my Batman glass.
That's just silliness. That show is silly. So silly.
It is.
It's a silly belly.
All right.
So now, nothing to do with what you were talking about. Now that Google Chrome for Mac has added extension support, I may start using it over Firefox.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, really?
We shall see. That's what the one thing I was waiting for. Because, like, I love Firefox. I know the extensions slow them down, can slow it down, but fuck, it provides so much usefulness. It's like jailbreaking your iPhone, or just even having apps on your iPhone, really.
You know, I'm really, really, really considering jailbreaking my iPhone, and one of the big motivating factors isn't like all the Noah telling me things about, oh, you can do this, you can replace the lock screen, you can do that, you can put extra notifications, and all those things sound incredibly useful. I've got voicemails on my iPhone still from my dad, and I'd really like to get them off and save them.
Ah, and there's no way you can do that without jailbreaking?
Nope, you can't get at the files.
You,
Here, Tim, while we talk iPhones, look at these Disney princesses.
Here. Whoa, wait, I might want to look at the Disney princesses. Are they,
No, you talk iPhone. You look at Disney princesses later.
Wait, I'm
Tim
looking
and I
now.
Talking.
Oh, no. Pocahontas, I want to poke her. Yeah.
Poke a hot ass.
All right, then I'm interrupting your iPhone talk. Or whatever you're talking.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit, yes. Oh, Alice in Wonderland. Yep, she's a winner. Anyways, this is a little tip. I don't know if everyone
no
knows
one cares.
This, but you can have your phone forward your voicemail to Google Voice. So even if someone calls your regular number, it will send that voicemail to Google Voice so then it will record on the servers and get transcripted. That's all. There's a little
really?
Setting for it. What was that?
AT&T lets you do that?
I guess so. I had to enter some codes and boop, and it did it. And then not too long after that, my mom called and went to my voicemail on Google.
Apple, accept the Google Voice app, fuckers.
Have you seen the web app?
Yeah, but like the app would be able to do things like push notification.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
updated badge. Pop-up notification.
Well, I should say, I mean, well, since I have my phone unlocked, whenever I get an email, it sends me a little push thing anyways. Like, I can actually see what's going on. Like, it'll say, you know, from Google Voice, and I know I got a new text message or voicemail. And then I can even preview it from lock screen. So.
Yeah, but then it would also do things like get access to your phone's contact list.
I sync all my contacts up to Google anyways.
Ah.
If you have a MacBook, there's a setting for that.
I have not done that because what I really have to do is go through Google and clean a bunch of shit out. Because, you know, at least back in the day where Google loved to be like, here are people you've emailed once. So, like, every time I'd get, like, abusive spam and, like, forward it to abuse@yahoo.com, Google's like, all right, abuse@yahoo.com is clearly one of your friends.
Oh, like, you know, fuck. Another feature I like on Google Voice is if you block someone, it doesn't tell them you blocked them. It makes it seem like you don't have that phone number anymore.
Nice.
It sounds a little message like, boo doo doo, this number has been disconnected.
Ah, that is like so the anti-buzz. That's like, hey, let me hide from my stalker, where Buzz is like, hey, stalkers!
Well, I don't understand. It's like, someone was like, oh, you know, my abusive husband was on my friends list. It's like, why are you emailing your abusive husband anyway?
I don't know. Because she had his contact info. So because he was a contact of hers, she auto-followed him. He got a notification that she was following him, and that gave him her
Oh,
email
so he had her contact information, but...
No. She had his contact information, but Buzz gave him her contact information. Buzz had her auto-follow him, and then he could see that she was following him. At least, that is my understanding of it.
I guess, you know, I can't relate. I mean, I don't know if I would keep the contact information of my abusive husband.
Yeah, because you kept a good relationship with your abusive ex-husband.
Yeah. I was just like, let me keep the phone number because I want to call up a chat, relive the good times. Hey, remember when you punched me in the eye?
Oh, don't burn bridges. You just don't want to burn bridges. You never know.
Nope. Oh, man. I was reading it. Of course, this comes out of Florida.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I'm going to see if I can find it.
Was that the link I sent you? That's the link I sent you.
Yes. Yeah. That was fucked up and amusing and sad.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. Basically, this guy punches his girlfriend in the face for not waking him up on time so she can charge him with battery, basically.
Well, it's...
If it was like a court date or something.
He was supposed to turn himself in
okay.
so that he could go to jail because of a... what do you call it? We don't meet the police officer. Probation violation. He had a parole violation for his domestic violence conviction against her. So she didn't wake him up. Like, his alarm didn't go off, and she didn't wake him up in time for him to go to court to turn himself in to go back to jail because he had beaten her previously and then had violated his parole. So he beat her and, like, smashed her into the ground, forced her into her car, dropped her off bleeding at her friend's house, and then drove himself to court.
Wow. Some people just don't learn, you know what I'm saying?
How'd that work out for the dude?
Excellent. He's now a free man. No.
Just like, oh, well, clearly you've learned your lesson.
Or not. Indeed. Ha.
Sorry. It's just every so often I remember how much stupid there is in the world, and it hurts a little.
Don't be punching people in the face.
Yeah,
it's not friendly.
Man, speaking of stupid in the world, I had a dream last night that I met Sarah Palin.
That could not have been a happy dream.
No, it was very confrontational. It was a very angry dream. Because, like... In the dream, I'd, like, posted something on Tancast, and, like, somehow she decided she got, like, a wild hair and thought she'd come confront me with, like, cameras and whatever. And in the dream, I said something along the lines of, you know, listen, I fucking hate you because I'm, like, scary smart, but I'm also incredibly lazy. But people like you make me want to not be as lazy as I actually want to be. It's like, I see this shit that you do, and it makes me want to fucking do something about it, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be an activist. I don't fucking want to be active. Look at me. Then I woke up right around then. I was like, wow, did my dream just admit that I am a fat, lazy sack of crap?
I think your dream did.
I think I had a personal revelation in there.
Maybe you should start going for walks, my friend.
Maybe I should.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe I should. I've actually started taking the stairs at work.
Yeah, me and Tim were taking the stairs at Macworld.
Who won that run up the stairs, by the way?
You did.
That's right. It's funny because I didn't know.
I will tell you
Noah.
Who lost my run up the stairs, and there was only me. It was me. I lost.
Well, there was this guy who was kind of ahead of me, and it looked like he was running fast up the stairs. So I'm like, I'm going to race that guy. And so I did. Like, he had no idea what was going on. I just...
It was like a secret race.
And then I see Noah behind me, like, all right, you won. I was like, oh, I didn't know I was racing you.
I thought you were trying to. To be fair, I'd run, like, 2 miles the day before. So my legs were sore.
And that's why I said, like, if you only exercise once every couple days, your body's like, all right, I'll give you this. But don't call me
and,
the rest of the day.
I mean, and I do weigh more than Tim, so I'm sure you know, his little legs can carry him faster.
Yep. Tim's like a little bunny. Just strap a little cottontail on him and watch him go. So, Noah, speaking of running, did you like my Runkeeper tweet?
I did. Andy wrote that he walked, what, 0.05
miles?
No, 0.05 miles to the refrigerator. For a second, I was like, wait, did he really download that? No, he did not.
No, because I made the link into the rest of my joke. I am silly.
Silly like a fox.
Yeah, somebody had replied to me. Oh, yeah, it was Princess Edamame replied to me and said, you actually measured that, didn't you? I was like, no, I kind of guesstimated that it was 26 feet from my couch to my fridge.
Yes.
But then you converted it.
While you guys were busy blathering on about the Google Chrome or whatever you were talking about.
Did you jerk off?
I beat level 25 in Dragon Slayers 2. Yeah, that's right. I've accomplished things. What have you done today?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a game on Addicting Games where you basically just shoot arrows at dragons.
Okay.
Fucking you love Addicting Games, you piece of shit.
Man, speaking of Addicting Games, Noah?
Comma?
Plants vs. Zombies on the iPhone.
I recommend it. Oh, on the iPhone? I have it on the PC.
Yeah. I played the demo on the PC, and I was like, this interface just seems like it's crying out for touch. It is.
Crying out for touch.
I don't like it. I don't like the whole Rove thing set up. Jesus Christ.
There's like a little bit of strategy of like, I've got this. I've got enough sunlight built up that I can drop one of these like heavy hitter things, but I'm not going to drop it quite right now because I want to figure out which row the worst zombie is going to come down and then drop it on that row really fast so it can blow the zombie away. But the longer you wait, the more likely it is that you could have dropped one, rebuilt up the charge bar so you can drop another one. So yeah, it's just like you're just constantly making decisions. And there's always things to tap. And I like that. I like shiny things that I can touch.
Yes, I know. I've seen your
like
penis.
A monkey.
Why is it shiny?
It was shiny for you, baby.
Jeez, this dragon game is complicated. You gotta get food and repair castle and
carpenters. Fuck that. That's too much.
Crap.
That's too much.
Level 26 has a dragon that just won't fucking die.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're really committed to the Tancast here.
Whatever.
There's a game for iPhone called Chronicle Defenders. Uh-huh. Now that is a tower defense game that I can get behind. And it's different than like the ones where it's like they follow, well, they do follow a path. Mm-hmm. But instead of like being a winding path, it's mm-hmm. like they go upstairs. Huh. So you attack them as they're like ascending or descending the stairs, depending on.
Interesting.
Not really.
So that's the game I got.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me do something before I forget.
Okay. Does this mean that you're stepping out of the conversation, or
No. Jesus Christ! Fucking that Dragon Slayers game is loud. It's like boom, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, boom. It's like fuck, I hear it. I
don't Dude, that sounds like the Olympics. Ba,
ba, it's the Olympics of Dragon Slayer.
I'm gonna do my food recommendation.
He recommends all of it. That's Andy.
My wife was trying to tell me about the ice skating. She said something about, she was like, Johnny Weir. I'm like, Johnny Weir, is that really cute girl? It's like, like, you just stop talking to me about the Olympics because I'm going to keep doing this. There's an ice dancing pair, Belbin and Augusto. So I've taken
really
to referring to both of them as Belbin Augusto.
I just like that.
I did. That's funny. Because then I picture her getting exasperated, and then you're just like, I'm going to keep doing it. Stop asking me questions I think I don't care about.
Yeah. What I love, like, I've got absolutely no argument. Well, I've got no counter for her counter-argument, which is, come on, you tell me about fucking Apple stuff and whatever Google's doing today. She's like, you think I give a shit? You can listen to the Olympics for 5 fucking minutes. Like, true enough, but I really don't want to, so I'm going to continue to mock this. Please continue.
Mock.
All day long. I'm a wonderful
mock,
husband.
Mock. While I sing this song, I'm going to mock around the clock tonight. I'm going to mock, and your mom's a fag.
On your big old cock.
So, Noah, yes. You were going to do something before you forgot, and then we got off into.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah! I was going to recommend a food that I had made, chicken. Satay wraps. They were delicious. I will provide you a link.
Thank you, because that actually sounds pretty damn good. I love me some chicken satay.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It has carrots. Oh, it has a lot of vegetables, which I'm not sure you'll be into, but
yeah,
has
that's
carrots,
fine. Are they
onions.
Like, are they raw or are they like steamed?
Raw.
Stir fry or whatever.
Actually, they're cooked except for the coleslaw part. You put that on last. And you can
see,
cook it.
I know the...
It's not
the
coleslaw-ish.
Yes, KFC? It's the, yeah, it's like the Thai kind of stuff. I get you.
What is that? Why is that so funny?
Because neither of you would let the other one talk. I'm going to talk. Neither of these sentences is getting out.
It's called hair slaw.
Talk,
angel
talk,
hair
talk,
slaw. Package
talk,
angel
talk,
hair
talk,
slaw.
Talk,
anyways.
Talk, talk,
you're
talk.
Talking. Shut up. Anyways. So yeah,
can you ever hear the old statement, if you're not part of the solution, you should shut the fuck
up? Problem.
I can't not talk.
Whew. There's a lot of sodium in that chicken satay wrap.
Is there?
Yep. 800 milligrams. See, low sodium soy sauce, light coconut milk. It's got to be the peanut butter.
It's peanut butter jelly time. You can get unsalted peanut butter.
Yeah.
Your mom can get unsalted peanut butter. That doesn't mean anything.
And you can download the Lose It app, Andy.
I'm afraid to download that app.
Don't be so scared.
Because you might not be able to find it later?
Yep.
Zing-a-ding-a-doo-doo. Yeah.
It was conceptual humor. I'm glad Tim was right there with me.
Silly.
While Noah provides this link to the chicken satay wraps, I would like to also advocate for a delicious piece of food. Jelly-filled donut holes.
Blah. Yeah, no.
No.
Pass. I like glazed. I'm
no,
because
see,
they
can be glazed. The
I don't
problem
need blood-filled jism in my donuts.
The problem with jelly donuts is, like, you bite into it, and it's like, cake. You take another bite, it's like, cake. You take another bite, and it's like, there's the jelly. It's all over my face and my hand and what I was wearing and my crotch.
I think the problem with the jelly donuts is that they're jelly inside.
You clearly don't get it.
No. I don't like jelly inside my donuts.
But jelly is delicious. Get, like, the apple stuff or the lemon or the, raspberry. But jelly donut holes, it's like, it's just one bite, and it's like cake and jelly, and that's it. You're good to go.
You're probably like one of those people that would like that likes the peanut butter and the jelly mixed up in the same jar.
Yes, I just dump a bunch of croutons in, eat it with a spoon.
Yes!
Brian Regan reference.
It sure wasn't Brian Regan. Well, I wasn't thinking about Brian Regan when I said it.
I know you weren't. But does that make you less of a cockstick?
That is my recommendation for food. They were delicious.
Carrots, green onion, coconut milk, soy sauce, vinegar, peanut butter, curry powder, red pepper, chicken, tortillas, angel hair slaw. You know, I think, you've got me right up until that angel hair slaw.
It provides a little crunchiness that I liked. But you can actually even cut down the calories a little bit if you get a different type of tortilla. Like I figured out, and the calories that I did were a little bit lower.
Oh, yeah. They've got the like the Carb Smart tortillas or whatever.
I got like these whole wheat tortillas that are even better, because the other ones I were looking at have like trans fats in them, and I had it to my wife, had her read the label, and she'll tell me if it's good or not.
Honey, like, can you translate this into English?
I'm like, is this good for me? She's like, no, I wouldn't get that. It's got that in. I'm like, all right. It works out rather well. I if anyone cares, I am 5 pounds away from my goal.
Nice. That's like one really good shit. You should just go in the bathroom for a little while. I bet you make
just,
it.
What are you doing there, Noah? I'm trying to lose 5 pounds.
You should just masturbate furiously for the next 24 hours, and I think you'll get there.
I don't think I carry 5 pounds of jism inside me.
No, but Noah, one thing that does bring to mind, are you taking into account with your goal weight the extra weight that you're hanging up front there?
Yep. I lop it off. I pull it off every time. You know, I actually had it detached a long time ago.
No, which you should that's way too much work, dude. All you got to do is like get a little sling just so that it's held up separately and then weigh the rest of you. same thing with my gigantic, gigantic head. Just put my head in sling, weigh the rest of me.
Don't you have to work out some type of pulley system?
Well, I just use the same pulley system as I do for my autoerotic asphyxiation.
Well, yeah, so you've already got it set up.
Like, I don't even really have to adjust the sling all that much.
I don't have anything set up. This, by the way, here's another link of something that sounds kind of good.
Have you tried it?
Beef tenderloin steaks with pork reduction and blue cheese.
Pork reduction.
In this economy, beef. Even pork has to take reduction.
Or port. Sorry. Port. Port. Oh. Like P-O-R-T. Not pork.
Port. Oh, that does sound good. Port and blue cheese.
Blue
cheese
is my enemy.
You know what I would
enemy.
Toss into that port reduction?
Yeah.
I would toss some sweet onions in there while I was cooking
no.
that down.
I'm not eating at Andy's house.
Yeah, and then totally just put the tenderloin right on top of the onions.
I'll put my tenderloin right on top of your onions. Yeah.
No, you won't.
And then the blue cheese on top of the pork. I said pork again, just to be silly.
Indeed.
That looks good. I'm going to bookmark this.
They send me emails on stuff. Delicious food that I can eat. I don't make a lot of it, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, yes, that does sound good, and we have stuff for that, like those satay wraps.
Speaking of those wraps, I don't know if we talked about this on Tancast. I enjoyed the Big Mac wrap.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing looks disgusting. Every time my wife and I see it, it's like, oh, why would you?
That's
I tried like it. I thought it was okay.
It's just like a Big Mac with less bread.
The bread adds something for me. I didn't like it. And less meat. I think they only put one patty.
But it's a snack. It's not supposed to be a full-on Big Mac.
I'm just saying, it didn't satisfy my Big Mac craving.
I had one on the way up to Washington. Had a Big Mac, but I didn't like the chicken one. I felt I should have just gotten a McChicken sandwich for a buck. That's it. Just thought I'd let you know that.
You would have now it again, has a Tim. Burger?
What?
Sorry.
So go ahead.
I was going to say, Wendy's now has a burger that has bacon and blue cheese. They just released it.
A&W also has a wrap burger, in case you were curious about that.
There's an A&W somewhere around here. I made blue cheese burgers a few times, Andy. Blue cheese,
and they're delicious, right?
Right inside. They're pretty good. I liked it. They're a little spicy. I had some spices in there, some hot sauce.
I'm still saying, I think my favorite burger of all time was the black and blue. I stand by that. You get the onions reduced in a balsamic vinaigrette, and the blue cheese and bacon and burger and
Where is this from?
It used to be Fuddruckers.
From Andy's vagina collection?
The fuck? Andy doesn't have a
Tim,
vagina collection.
Hey, who are you talking to? You're talking to the guy that has probably collected of the vagina trading card set. I am the dude that got like three that his brother went, here you go.
Wait, you saying you got your brother sloppy seconds?
No.
I was like, this analogy breaks down poorly.
It does. I looked back on that analogy, I was like, no.
He did not think this through, and now we are all suffering.
Yeah. In my defense, I'm sleepy, and I also have all this fat on my head.
Dude, you don't know sleepy until you've been driving for 14 hours and up for 24.
I know that.
On only 2 hours sleep, because your body doesn't know going to bed at 8 o'clock at night. It's just staring. What are you thinking? We're just gonna be up. I don't know why you're sitting down in the dark. You might as well do something. Nope. We're gonna go to sleep. We're so not. We're just gonna sit here and stare into the darkness.
We're gonna think about things. We're gonna think about all the things that you accomplished today. We're gonna think about all the things that you should be doing tomorrow. We're gonna think about how much you should be falling asleep.
We're gonna think about death for no reason and wonder about concepts of death. Really? Really, brain? This is what we want to do instead of sleeping? Apparently?
That's why I listen to podcasts.
I listened to Tancast. It didn't work. I was just up and listening.
Well, it's because you're listening to yourself. And you're listening to someone else.
Yeah, but you're listening to something you already listened to before. So, like, you know how it's going to
end. That's why I picked Tancast. I was like, this is... you know what I mean? Like, if it's something new, I'm going to be focused and intent and trying to hear the end of it.
Right. And you won't be thinking about the other stuff. That's the problem. Like, when you listen to something you already know, then your mind is free to start thinking about other stuff because it's like, I already heard this. I know what's coming up.
Tim's trying to get something. You know, it's kind of like methadone for his brain. He's trying to get something that's just active enough that it's going to keep his brain kind of engaged, but then let his brain just sort of detach cleanly.
Yes.
He wanted to fill his brain with Tancast and then let it
let
go
slowly. I can
still fall
asleep when listening to something new.
Well, maybe I guess you're just a magical wizard then.
I am.
That, and I don't want to because I don't have to re-listen to it. I'm like, duh.
No, you know what the difference is? You run miles a day.
Mm.
So you get to bed and you're like, I'm sleepy. And your body goes, yep, night. Tim and I, you know, we don't have that sort of visceral tiredness, so our brains are still active. I guess what I'm saying, though, is you're a retard.
What?
Who runs
around.
I don't think
that is what you were saying.
You run around, you frolic. Tim and I don't frolic. We think thoughts.
Yeah. Getting gum.
And I was like, yeah, that's right, fatty. And I'll be sure to mention that at your funeral in 3 years.
You're not going to die in 3 years.
No. I think I got about 30 left.
Not if you start taking care of yourself, my friend.
My dad took care of himself.
But all right, so of the options you have, I'm not taking care of yourself.
No, once Mike failed.
Oh.
It interrupts the preaching.
This Tancast Noah Mike Fail is brought to you by the official Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast, where now you can buy women's underwear with I'm a Tan Nasty written right on the ass. Because we're classy motherfuckers. Now back to the show. All right. So, Noah, you were preaching at Andy?
Yep.
Oh, I'm just saying, of his options, not taking care of yourself or taking care of yourself, it seems like taking care of yourself would increase your chances of not dying of a heart attack.
Yeah. Which is why I've been slowly but surely cutting down the amount of junk food that I eat and the amount of snacking that I do and the amount of soda that I intake. And I've been slowly ramping up the amount of activity.
Made me hungry and thirsty. I need snacking, I need junk food, and I need soda, and I need it toot sweet. However, I don't think this town is replete with such options.
I got a really good workout this morning. My little toddler was trying to stick his finger down his throat.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, okay, down his throat. I'm like,
choke
wait a minute,
himself.
I don't want to hear the end of this.
Yeah, he's trying to get his finger down his throat and, like, choke himself. Like, we just hear this... It's your finger.
You know
cause
what,
and effect, dude. Cause and effect. Come on.
So he wants to be thin so that he can be on television.
I guess.
He wants to be a pretty model.
Oh. Well, he does have those eyes. I mean, Jesus Christ, my boy has got some beautiful eyes. Fucking everyone talks about it too, dude. Like anytime we go out with him,
because he stares into your soul. You can't help but notice the beautiful eyes.
Like, oh my God, I'm entranced. He's like, yes, now, bring me nummies.
I see your thoughts.
I know what you did. I'll tell your loved ones unless you bring me nummies.
Wow, the nearest Panda Express is not near.
Is it far?
Dude, I am getting Panda Express for lunch now. Thank you.
If Grover was talking about this Panda Express, he would be far away from the camera, not right up close to it.
You going to have Panda Express for lunch, Andy?
I think I am.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it with... I'm going to do it with...
cut that, Andy. I believe Noah was trying to guilt you out of it.
Noah, I'm going to have Panda Express.
You're going to have Panda Express for lunch? Andy, you're not going to have rice cakes and water?
With half-steamed rice and half-vegetables.
Why don't you get all vegetables?
Because I like to have a little bit of rice.
Are you going to have orange chicken?
Baby steps, motherfucker. I'm going to have one thing of orange chicken.
All right.
One of broccoli with beef, which is extra vegetables.
All right. Cool.
Baby steps.
I don't know if people at home can hear the judgment coming through on Noah's end, but it's coming through crystal clear over here, and that's not even being directed my way.
I'm not judging. I'm just messing with him. I like Panda Express for lunch, too.
You judge. Yeah.
So, this morning, my kid with the choking in the finger and the throat like a supermodel.
Oh, that story's not over?
No.
Damn it.
Well, actually, hold on 1 second.
All right. This wait's brought to you by Noah's Need to Do Other Shit.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Had to talk to the wife.
We can tell.
And be like, listen, whore, this is how we do it.
No. She was just going to the farmer's market. I don't think she's going to make it back in time for our thing. She thinks she is. We will see.
We shall see. And then he'd be like, that's right, I told you, whore. She'd be like, what? Like, what did you get me at the farmer's market?
Speaking of back in time, when Andy's done with his kid vomiting story, I want to talk about a podcast I listened to on the way up here.
Alrighty. Yeah, so kid with the sticking things into his throat, he also has a tendency to, like, grab our iPhones and want to play with them because they're shiny and always, like, stick them in his mouth. I think I talked about it. I've got teeth marks on my iPhone now.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll stare at you and try to move it towards his mouth because he's testing you, you know, for when you tell him no.
It's like,
and then he'll, like, hold it up to his mouth like he's going to kiss it, but then he'll, like, twist it at the last second like he's going to bite it. And you yell at him and you tell him no. And then he'll put it up to the side of his head like he's going to talk on it. And you're like, oh, how cute. And then he'll bring it back down and open his mouth and put the corner towards it. And he's like, no! And you take it away from him and he gets all mad and throws a little fit because you told him no. Same fucking thing with his finger down his throat. He's choking himself, but you yell at him and tell him no. And he's mad at you for telling him no. So to distract him, I yelled at him, told him no, swatted his hand away from his mouth, and as soon as he started to get, like, angry at me, I grabbed him underneath the armpits and threw him up in the air, and that ended anger quickly. Because he came down laughing
and
screaming.
They threw him against the wall or something.
No!
You listen to me!
No, this gets back to you being happy with me because I was getting more exercise. Because I spent, like, the next 5 minutes doing, like, essentially deep knee bends, like, you know, jerk and press or whatever, with a toddler, flinging him up in the air, catching him, taking him all the way back down to the ground, flinging him back up in the air just over and over and over. And I put him down and realized, oh my God, I am quite winded.
Did you feel the burn?
I did. In the legs, arms, shoulders, back. Oh, yeah, it was like all, like, just everything was all, like, rubbery, because I was getting everything into it, getting him up there.
Well, that is good, sir.
Yes. I was like, oh, this exercise is fun. Baby throwing. Dude, I am totally going to make a workout video and call it baby tossing.
Oh, I do not think that will get approved.
And one, whee, catch. And two, whee, catch. Now, pro tip, if you feel yourself starting to get tired, stop throwing the baby. Because the more rubbery you are, the more likely you are to drop that baby. And that will be the end of baby tossing for you.
Well, it'll just make it a lot easier.
But less fun. I would imagine throwing a dead baby is less fun than throwing a live baby.
Well, it's all theory until someone tests it out.
Indeed. Anyone have a dead baby they want to lend me?
Donate to the cause.
I just got a reply tweet. I tweeted last night, fun fact I just made up, but which may be true, you'd need to pulp every adult in the tri-state area to fill the Astrodome. Murray says he demands empirical evidence. Murray, I think it would take me a long time to pulp 14 million adults.
But it'd be so worth it.
Just to prove I could? Well, first I'd have to, you know, get the approval of the Astrodome. I'm not even sure that the Astrodome would be structurally sound with that much semi-liquid inside of it. My wife saw that tweet this morning and was like, I'm disturbed.
As well, what? She should be. As well,
why? Like what? That I would say something like that, or that I actually kind of did some back of the envelope calculations to make sure it was true. It's like either one. Take your pick.
You know what?
So Tim, back in time podcast.
You gotta stimulate your little brain.
Yeah.
I listened to this podcast call. I did a search on podcast. You could do a search now on the new iTunes for like things that will appear in individual episodes of podcasts. So I'm like, I want to see. I just had a curiosity to see if anybody was talking about Back to the Future, and I found this fun podcast called Now Playing, and they did a retrospective of the series. Mm-hmm. Fuck those guys.
Wait,
like, what? There was one dude.
Well, that was succinct.
Like,
can you?
There was one dude who just spent most of the first. Like, I only actually ended up for some reason only the first two ended up on my iPod, so I haven't heard their part three yet. But the one dude spent most of the first, talking about the first movie, fucking ripping it to shreds and nitpicking and like getting facts wrong while nitpicking.
Nice.
It's like, why is the DeLorean all of a sudden stall at the end just to make one extra thing? I'm like, the DeLorean was constantly stalling in the beginning of the movie. Way to be a dumbass.
Yep.
Just annoyed the shit out of me. Just thought I'd share. Now playing, go fuck yourself. And they have a Star Trek anthology theory, so I'm going to listen to that and get angry too. I enjoy keeping my anger close.
That's what's good about the internet. Any idiot with a microphone and internet connection can get his message out there.
Case in point.
Tancast. Our message is, suck it.
Suck it down.
Oh, man.
No, speaking... it's got to be, suck it.
I'm going to go make that one of the random taglines on the show.
Oh, damn it, there was one. When I was trying to fall asleep, I think I ended up listening to Tancast where Van was on, and there was a good tagline that I don't think we've added to our taglines.
But now you can't remember it.
Nah, I can't. I was like, oh, I got to remember that. And then for some reason, 24 hours of solid awakeness wiped my memory.
As 24 hours of solid awakeness will do.
It was like a neuralizer, but a really long and unfun version of it. And there was no snappy Will Smith song at the end.
Did you drink some Amp?
I did. I still have another one in my car that was 2 for $3 at Lucky.
I like their flavors. They have like crazy flavors like green tea and black tea. And there's another one that I liked as well.
Why's it got to be black tea?
Because it's, I don't know.
Why's it got to be tea?
I like tea.
That's tea is disgusting.
I pity the fool.
I pity fucking A-Team movie.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like it would be an okay action movie. It does not look like an A-Team action movie to me.
Yeah, it's just like, here are four random hard-boiled guys, and we're going to call this the A-Team.
Maybe it's just me holding on too tight to my childhood. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I never watched the A-Team, so I don't...
Okay, unless Helen Mann Murdock is, like, absolutely batshit insane, and picking B.A. Baracus's raw nerves, like, all the fucking time, it will be a big fat vat of fail.
Is the guy who's playing Murdock, is he the guy who's in The Hangover and Yes Man?
I don't know. Let's see.
No, I think that guy's playing Face.
Ah. Dun, 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 dun. Are any of the original players making cameos?
No, I believe I heard that they asked.
Oh,
Mr.
George Peppard is.
Oh, who's that one?
That was Hannibal. He's making a.
He's still alive?
No, he's dead. Like years dead.
Oh, you're making a joke.
It's hard to tell when Andy's making a joke because
I know,
because
they're not funny.
When he's not making a joke and when he's making a joke, it both ends with not laughter.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I heard that they asked Mr. T to do it, but he declined.
Yes, I just found an MTV movie blog stating that.
There you go.
The guy playing Howlin' Mad Murdock was in District 9.
What the fuck?
Which I still need to get on Blu-ray so I can watch it.
Yeah, you do.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
And that was it.
This is the quote. We don't do cameos. All of a sudden, Mr. T is a Borg. You don't disrespect us or pow pow, he added. Do you know what I mean? Granted, this probably doesn't work as well in text form, but still.
Pow, pow!
Yeah, in real life, you'd shit your pants.
And we don't do cameo, you know, not on the show that we made, you know what I mean? You don't disrespect us. Pow, pow!
Pow, pow!
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, the guy from The Hangover is Face Man, Templeton Peck.
Why did they call him Face Man? Did he put on disguises? I don't remember.
Yep, he did.
Oh, okay. It's been a while since I've seen that show. Maybe I won't remember enough, and I just won't even care. I'm like, hey, 18.
And Quentin Rampage Jackson, the mixed martial artist, is playing B.A. Baracus.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, this makes more sense. He's like, I ain't got no problem with them remaking it and casting somebody younger, but...
It's just like my ex-girlfriend say, why don't you come out to dinner with my new boyfriend? You see what I mean? I'm just tagging along. I don't do that, you know?
Well, T's got a point.
He does.
Let us all meditate on that. The wisdom of T.
Oh, Mr. T. Doesn't he have some type of disease?
I believe so.
Is it awesome?
No.
Awesome's not a disease because you can't catch it.
You can't cure it.
Something debilitating. Whatever.
Debilitating.
Debilitating?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yes, debilitating would be taking all of his hair out.
Oh, I thought it would be taking away all his pills. I thought that's what happens if Medicare folds.
Could be.
Shall we wrap this up? Because I know Noah has somewhere to go. And
that's
he's
right. Not until his wife gets back from the I told you so.
Trip. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Let's see. Did he have cancer?
No.
Nope. I looked for Mr. T cancer. Mr. T lymphoma. Oh, yeah. T-cell lymphoma. Woot woot.
T-cell lymphoma?
T-cell lymphoma.
That's kind of
wow,
ironic.
Wow, the irony.
Aw.
You know what's
like
ironic?
Luke Gehrig getting Lou Gehrig's disease. I mean, who would have seen that coming?
What's ironic is the Tesla guy taking out power for most of Palo Alto. That's ironic.
What?
Really? Tesla Motors, they're making a very high-speed electric... Oh, yeah, well, they build a very high-speed electric-only car.
And they...
It's like $100,000 or something like that.
Crashed their plane on Wednesday, was it?
Wow.
And took in Palo Alto, and he took
Were they mad at the IRS, too?
No. They took up most of the power in Palo Alto.
Is that ironic?
Yeah, just that they built electric cars, and they took up the power.
Car. Destroyed power.
Hmm.
Near where they're centered.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think Tim agrees, but that's okay. He didn't have to.
Yeah, it's all right. I know what irony means.
Okay.
All right. Well,
well, you already said we're wrapping it up. Why put anything more into this? I'm not going to, you know, keep just spreading my wonder juice all over this show if you're already giving up on it.
Whew. I have a fart brewing, and it is not
sure?
going to be pretty.
Are you sure?
Yes!
You sound like you went all T-Pain for a second there.
It did. It got a little, like, auto-tuned.
Yeah, I'm farting.
Quick, let's sing We Are the World.
Auto-tune my grunts.
We are the world.
We are the children.
Let's start giving.
It's the future. Everyone will sing like robots.
I've commented on the site because Joe Anthrax comment put on the site that he didn't like that Jamie Foxx lip-synced over Ray Charles. That was actually Jamie Foxx doing an impression of Ray Charles, just so you know, in case any other people thought not.
Oh, well, look at this, Tim, bringing out the facts. Ooh. Oh,
because Jamie Foxx can do a pretty good Ray Charles impersonation.
A damn good Ray Charles impression.
I thought it was appropriate that they made some sort of tribute to the only two people who have died, or the only two people I know of that have died, I should be fair. If someone else has died, I didn't know about it.
And you don't care.
Well, maybe I care. I just don't know about it.
No, you don't care, Tim.
But I remember when we got an email, like when I was working at the radio station, the guy who was the program director at the time sent out an email, like a mass email to everybody, like, wow, everybody, sad news in the world of music. Ray Charles died today. And I immediately emailed back, wow, bet he didn't see that coming.
Oh. That's fucked up, Tim.
I was so proud. I was like, boom, I got this.
Don't you worry about nothing. Tim got this.
I will make this joke so you don't have to. Then when everybody's gone, you can laugh.
One quick thing before we go.
Yes.
Bryce wants to mention that I guess Pickle has more fans than Nickelback.
Yay! Fuck Nickelback.
Why is there so much hate for Nickelback? Like, I don't like them, but I don't hate them. I'm just indifferent. I'm like, oh, there's Nickelback. But
people seem to think they're so average and doing so well. It irritates people.
Okay. So much aggression towards them. Like, ah, I fucking hate Nickelback.
It's just like, vanilla is everywhere because vanilla is awesome. No, it's not awesome. It's vanilla.
Second best foreign act in the U.S. behind the Beatles for the 2000s.
They're foreign? Yeah, where the hell are they from?
Canada.
Wait, that's what they said they are, or that's what they are?
No, they are. In the 2000s, they were the, according to Wikipedia, which is the source of all truth, they're the second best-selling foreign act in the U.S. behind the Beatles for that decade.
Alright, I can see how that make you a little cocky.
Wait, for the decade or the year? You said 2009, then you said the decade.
No, I said the 2000s.
That may be true, but I choose to believe you said it wrong, and so now I'm going to continue that lie.
Alright.
How do you like that?
Well, I don't. I don't really like it.
All right, well, fair enough. And we did it again. We did not do a top five. Should we commit ourselves to a top five next week and just remember and do it?
I am prepared for a top five right now, motherfucker.
I am not.
Well, we're not going to do a top five. Unless
we don't talk about it.
We do a top five numbers. 8, 23.
42.
Square root of pi. An imaginary number that looks like an elephant. And broccoli.
I was going to say the number 3 because it's silent.
All right, so next week we will do a top 5. A high 5.
High 5.
We might. Next week we will try to do a high 5. So send in, if you have a high 5 you'd like us to do, send it in.
Sweet.
Send it in soon.
Yes.
Didn't we prepare for one that we never did?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to do the top 5 movie themes.
Oh, yes.
I've got my list sitting next to me. Right now.
I've
right
got my
second.
List saved on my computer back at home, back in California.
All right.
All right. High five. Giggity goo. All right. Let's wrap it up. Save this shit, and I'm going to pee.
Excellent. In a sink?
No.
Letterbox?
In your mama's mouth. Yeah. No one can see the dance I'm doing, but it makes this little ranting a lot funnier.
No, I don't think it does.
That's yet another reason you're wrong, Mr. Always Right,
no,
except when you disagree with
no,
Tim.
No, sir. Always fucking right.
No.
No, except.
Always fucking fat.
That too, but that doesn't change.
Always it. Wearing Crocs. Yes, got it in.
Oh, you fuck.
You know what? Why don't we just change the name to Andy's?
Because no one will wear Andy's. They're like, they're weighing my feet
oh,
down.
Oh, I thought you meant of the podcast. I
no,
was
no,
like,
no. The Crocs.
No, what are you saying? Are you firing me and quitting in one fell swoop? Tim, you're out. I quit. Andy, it's your show.
Have that,
Croc
sir.
Talk with Andy.
Have that. What'd you call it?
Croc Talk with Andy.
Sit down, put on some Crocs, we'll talk.
Kick your Crocs off.
You know what I like to do with my Crocs? Well.
Oh.
I like to make my Crocs into an artificial vagina. Yes.
So, you guys may not have heard this, but the sponsor for last week's No Mic Fail was me ranting and raving about someone stealing my hat at Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and rescind that because it got sent back to me like 2 days after I posted that episode.
Nice.
So whoever did find my hat did turn it in, and they're a good human being. And Disney sprung for the postage and sent it to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tim's faith in humanity is restored.
Indeed.
Disney's all about the customer service.
I want them to service my customer.
I mean, it seems like it's been slipping in recent years, but maybe it's making a comeback.
Maybe.
Your son says it's time for Tancast to be over.
My son is correct. It is time for Tancast to be over.
And see.
Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 88. Remember to leave us a review on iTunes, subscribe via iTunes, leave us a comment at Tancast.com. We love to have your emails at yourmom@Tancast.com. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Don't forget to visit the official Tancast store. And remember to join our Facebook fan page by going to Facebook and searching for Tancast. That's all for now. See you next week.
Tancast. Your son says it's time for Tancast to be over.
My son is correct. It is time for Tancast to be over. Hello, monkey.
Your son didn't say any such thing.
Why do people do that? Why do they make their child seem like they're doing shit when they're not? Your son says...
Did you press stop, Noah?
I do believe that situation is, my son was annoying my wife, and my wife was sick of my son annoying her, and went, here, take this.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have had kids, bitch. Why don't you calm the fuck down? Kids annoy you. That's what they do. Did you press stop, Noah?
Not yet. I'm pressing stop.
Oh, well then never mind. I'm hitting stop too.
Oh, well, fuck you both. Goodbye, everybody. You can't hear Noah, but he's admitting to being gay right now. Noah, you love the cock? Love might be a little... Just say you like the cock. Nope. Noah's committing to it. He loves the cock. All right. I'll tell him. Noah loves cock in his ass. None of this is going in.
Shut up!